Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi says protests against the government must be confronted decisively. The demonstrations were triggered by the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody. Mahsa Amini died last week after being arrested for allegedly violating policy on headscarves. On Friday, counter-protests were held in support of the government. Iranian authorities say at least 35 people have died so far and more than 700 have been arrested. The president has said Amini's death must be investigated. In Ukraine, the second day of a referendum is underway on the annexation of four regions held by Moscow. Armed soldiers are reported to have been going door to door to get people to vote on whether four occupied regions in Ukraine should join Russia. Mohammed Val has more on the Kremlin's view of those referendums from Moscow.
What they are saying here is that this is the natural course of things, that the communities inside eastern Ukraine and southern Ukraine have always been part of Russia. That's their deep desire and their dream. And now the opportunity has come for them to vote to join Russia. They talk about the initiative coming from, not from Russia itself, but from those communities, saying that last Tuesday, local communities in those four regions sent a request to their higher authorities to do this, to organize this referendum, and that has been granted.
And military reservists are being called up across Russia. Moscow has announced 300,000 people will be mobilized to fight in Ukraine. It's prompted queues at the border as many men try to flee the country. That announcement came after Kyiv's forces recaptured territory in a counteroffensive. The Lebanese army says it's arrested the man behind what it calls a smuggling operation to Italy. 86 people died when their boat sank off the coast of Syria. Most of them were fleeing Lebanon to escape an economic crisis there. And final campaign rallies have been held in Italy ahead of the general election on Sunday. Former Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte told a crowd in Rome the vote is a historic one. Opinion polls show he's trailing a far-right coalition led by Giorgia Meloni.